Excuse me there a second. I had to set my 4-year-old down, and sometimes she's not done talking to me. Daddy, Daddy, hold on. Honey, I gotta go. What a blessing. All right, if you would, open your Bibles with me to Colossians chapter 4. Before we open up there, I do want to invite you tonight to our praise night that starts at 6 o'clock. We get to share Sundays and Wednesdays and teaching and discipleship. Praise night really is a time for the body to share how God's been working in their life. And our theme for tonight is God's grace in trying times. And so we'll talk more about that tonight, but I did want to invite the body. It's a time of praise night and communion, a time where we come together to partake and to remember what Christ did for us and his sacrifice upon that cross. What a blessing. And so with that being said, if you look at me in Colossians chapter 4, verse 2, it says, devote yourselves to prayer, keeping alert in it with an attitude of thanksgiving, having that thankful heart, praying, talking to the Lord. Verse 3, praying at the same time for us as well, that God will open to us a door for the word, so that we may speak forth the mystery of Christ, for which I have also been imprisoned, that I may make it clear in the way I ought to speak. So praying there for that door to be open to share forth the mystery of Christ, trying to keep a thankful heart into the Lord. But we're praying for that door to be opened. And so one of the things that I'd like to share with you today, it's actually not my testimony. I'm going to call up my youngest son, Daniel. He didn't know I was calling him up. So, and he's kind of, he's a lot like me growing up. If he knew you, he would talk to you. But if he doesn't really know you, he's kind of reserved. After I come to know Christ, I talk to a tree. But that was all him. Now, if you know Daniel, he will talk to you. And so, do you know why I called you up? It was about a week and a half ago, maybe 2 weeks, you were playing your video game.
Yeah.
Now, this is not the first time we've had someone call up and share testimony how they share the gospel through playing a video game. This was probably, I want to say, 10 years ago, maybe, Jared, when we called you up. Do you remember that? And Jared witnessed through that PlayStation many times and built relationships all over the world through different ones he would share the gospel with. So you were playing your game, and a lot of times you'll just sit back and let people talk. You don't really get too involved unless you know them. Mm-hmm. And then you started hearing this one guy kind of taking a stand with his friend.
Yeah. And
so what happened?
So, like, I was hearing him talk to him, and I was like, okay, that's cool. I was like, all right, you want to start getting strong in your faith. I thought that was cool.
So but he was starting to use some language that wasn't honorable.
No, it wasn't him. It was his friend.
His friend was using
language. He was like, yo, chill out with that.
Yeah, stop talking that way. Mm-hmm. Right.
And then his friend said, nah. And I was like, okay. I was like, all right, I'm going to just be quiet, and I'm going to listen to this. And as I was listening, I was starting to hear it, and then I just kind of said, that's cool, man.
You were hearing words of faith.
Yeah.
You were sensing in your spirit, this young man's, this is faith I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as I was talking to him later on, because we added each other, we were just talking, you know. And then he started talking more about his church and how he was a Pentecostal.
Mm-hmm.
And then as we were talking, he said, it sounds like you have a thing about Pentecostal. I was like, well, I don't agree with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, can you tell me why?
Mm-hmm.
So, as I was playing with him, he took me to his book to argue his point. I was like, okay, I'll listen to it.
Right. And he took you to Scripture, the book we're talking about, Scripture, and he was sharing with you, this is where we get this.
Yeah.
And you were kind of sharing with him as far as based on Scripture, the way you see it.
Yeah.
Right.
And then, as we were going through it, I was like, well, if you look more into the passage, it tells you more of how it is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
well, as far as where Scripture seems to indicate, this is more what it's trying to convey.
Yeah.
Right.
So the more we kept talking, he started bringing out more stuff, and I was like, okay, might as well get someone that knows it. So I came up, and I asked you questions, and then you helped me walk through it.
Mm-hmm.
I went back down there, and then as we were talking, he was sitting there, he was like, dude, it's been so long since I've talked to someone about God. I was like, dude,
Right.
Dude, I've never ran into a Christian on a game before. It's my first time.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, dude, I think it's cool too.
And but as there, there came a point where you realized, you know what? Do you believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sin? He's like, yeah, I do too. And there came to a point, a lot like Paul, where he says that the gospel is being preached that I will rejoice. How can we encourage each other and build each other up in the Lord at this time?
Yeah.
And y'all both kind of came there, but go ahead, I'll let you finish.
And then we started talking to his friend where we were talking about that.
So y'all both started witnessing to the friend.
Yeah, I was like, okay. Because the friend, he was asking a whole bunch of questions. And I was like, dude, these are questions I haven't gone over yet, dude. I was not prepared for this. Yeah. And the more he asked, the more I would tell him what it was. And then I'd take him to verses. Mm-hmm. And he was just like, okay, I see where you're coming from with that. I was like, all right. And then eventually, at that point, with the friend, he kind of hopped off. He was like, he was tired. He didn't want to listen to us anymore.
Right.
He just going on. And then me and the other guy, I think we stayed on there for probably for like 3 hours just talking about the Bible, dude.
Yeah.
It was just, we were just going back and forth, dude. It was awesome.
Now, we had a question posed to us this morning, you know, about experiencing God's grace in trying times and how that strengthened us or an exciting time that came out of it. And you came upstairs, and your mom and I, you were through the moon excited. And so that could have been one of the things you shared this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But he doesn't talk a whole lot unless you really, his age, you know how teenagers are, right? We're the same age, we'll talk. But I tell you, we were really thankful to have that opportunity. But it was unique how God gave you that opportunity, even in a place where maybe you wouldn't expect it. Mm-hmm. And so you realize that God's ordained the time of life that you live in. And so God may open up more opportunities through playing if something is a game, mm-hmm. you know. So did you want to share anything else about it?
No, okay.
Oh, buddy. I was debating on whether or not using the passage, we have a wide door for effective service because there are many adversaries mm-hmm. as well. Because as Daniel was saying, you don't always get those opportunities through that venue, but that God opened that door for him, that Colossian passage. And so we're praying that God would even open more doors to your generation right there where you are, wherever you're planted. But John would say, we have no greater joy than to see our children walking in truth. And so Michelle and I, he would come up and he would go, Dad, okay, tell me about this. And so I would just say, all right. So the way we've been trained, which is the best way to do this, is to just simply say, okay, open up this chapter and this book and let them read it. And then kind of help them walk through it. And so he was able to read the passages and then he would go back down there and he'd come back up. And he'd get some more scripture and he'd go back down there. But what I thought was unique with your heart and some of the wisdom that this young man was coming with, he goes, Dad, I didn't want to go too far because that's his parents and his church, and I want him to honor his parents. I said, maybe just talk to your pastor about this, but you need to honor your parents. And I was so glad to hear your heart because he wasn't coming from an adversarial standpoint. And even when they started talking about things that maybe doctrinally we might not agree on, Dan talked about it. But then he kind of started to back up a little bit and say, okay, let's focus on Christ. And I was really encouraged that he didn't come from an adversarial condemning standpoint. He came from a standpoint of caring and trying to reach this person. So I was really encouraged about that as well, because that's really the heart we want to come with. We don't want to come with the Pharisee mindset. We want to come with the Jesus mindset, the heart to rescue, the heart to restore. And so we sat there, Michelle and I was in the middle of doing things in the yard. And so we would go to his door and we're literally sitting there listening Daniel share the gospel and talk about things of God over that microphone. And I tell you, his parents, we couldn't have been more thankful at that opportunity. So just want to encourage all you young people, keep sharing the gospel where you are. You know, the Lord has you here for a purpose. And for us old timers, we might say something like, they might play the game, but hey, God, I'm going to pray you open a door for them to share the gospel while they're playing the game. And what a great opportunity. Let's just give thanks. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just want to thank you that you gave us the great example of what it was, whether it was you going to the woman at the well, whether it was you at times talking to Nicodemus, Lord, whether it was you going to the disciples, You tell us in your word in Galatians, we're looking to restore people with the heart of gentleness. Lord, help us all to remember we're here to save. We're firemen, Lord. We're not police officers in the aspect of the law, but we're trying to rescue and we're trying to save. We don't want to be cowboys. We want to be shepherds. And so, Father, please give all of us your heart. Fill us with your spirit. May we remember where we've all come from. We once were lost in this world. We didn't know you, but you in your grace rescued us. You sent people into our life to witness to us about you and to share the gospel. And Lord, you rescued us. And so we want to thank you for your grace and your love. And I just thank you to see the work that you're doing here in our church. You're just doing a great work, Lord. And we recognize what you're doing in the working of all of our hearts, uniting us to you, uniting us to each other, and uniting us to share in this gospel, Lord, with the lost world around us. In Jesus' name, amen.